95.5, today's country. It is Cash and Carrie. So we got this list going of the little things that annoy you. Eating on the phone is one. And Cindy, you have one as well.
When there's a cop sitting on the side of the road and people slow down and go like 10 miles below the speed limit. He's not going to pull you over if you're going the speed limit. You can pass him.
I know, but cops make me nervous.
I hate it when they're behind you.
Do I sound guilty?
And you're going the speed limit. And you still slow down when they're driving behind
right.
you. And then you can see them go.
They're annoyed because they about rear-ended you.
Now I've got to drive around you. They just have to hate that. K95.5, today's country, going along with Blake's theme right there.
Yeah.
You want to spend a little more time with your husband? I have the secret.
You do?
Because it's hard to spend time with your husband sometimes.
Yeah, they can drive you crazy.
Wait until your husband is 70 and you'll spend more time with him.
Okay.
There's two reasons. One, by that time he's found more of his feminine side and we're able to hang with you more. And the other reason is that our friends start dying off. And, well...
Oh, yeah. More time.
We're forced to spend more time with our lovely wife. You got it? So, sorry, ladies. Got to wait till his friends die off. It's Miranda on K95. I have never been on one. I have never, ever,
you're missing out.
My long years ago. I mean, we're talking years ago when these things first came out. You know, what, 20 years ago?
So you probably had a jet ski.
Well, yeah. So it was a jet ski back then. And I didn't go on that either. But we had some friends. It was like a little radio station getaway from one of the departments. And they went off and did it. And the one dude, he came back. He was holding on so tight. He cramped up and they couldn't get his hands.
Oh, my gosh.
Off of the handles. He's just holding on. He's like, I just remember the story like, oh, yeah, when Steve came back, we were like trying to peel his hands off the handlebars and hand grips. And I was like, okay, I don't know if I want to do that. So that kind of gave me a flavor of what I don't want to do. And I just have never gotten on one ever since then.
You need to do it, man.
Wondering about those roommates. You know, every now and then.
The replacement.
Yeah, you've got to replace your roommate. Why are you or why did you get a roommate? And Vicky, you're promising a freaky one here.
When I wake up at night, be sleeping on the sofa. And he'd be sitting in the dining room in the dark staring at me. That's pretty freaky.
Yeah, I'll see you.
Time for him to go.
Gonna be ya.
Yeah, that would be so weird.
Yes, like what are you looking at?
How long can I, till I can kick you out of here? All right, your turn. Here you go. One easy way, aside from a smile, that you can make yourself more attractive.
Okay, what is it?
Pop a piece of gum in your mouth and start chewing a piece of gum.
Really?
Yeah. Researchers, they got a whole bunch of identical twins, stood next to each other, dressed them exactly alike, one chewing gum, one not, and said, okay, who do you want to ask out to a party? And let's see, 3 out of 4 people picked the twin who was chewing the gum.
Because of the breath. They're not going to have halitosis.
That could be, or it could just be the gum. You're getting too deep now.